give them time to really get to appreciate what you've created here. Not too much time, you've only got 20 minutes. We're not talking war and peace, but just take them with your thinking so that they can see where you, how you got there. And make it real for people. Look for the opportunities of finding ways of bringing it to life. Whether it's a slideshow, or photos, or showing them examples of what other people have done. Don't be afraid of emotions. No matter how rational we think the world is, how rational our organisations are that we work in, how analytical everyone is, the thing is that rationality and analysis are always used to support emotional decisions. But no one makes a rational decision, an emotional decision after doing the analysis and rationality. So use the power of the emotion. Be a poet. Use analogies. Use metaphors. Tell stories. Engage people emotionally. Don't bore them to death with facts and figures. In fact, there's a saying that as soon as someone starts referring to your Excel spreadsheet, you haven't got a chance in hell of getting that through. Focus on the emotional benefit and not the rational features or the rational benefits. Again, emotion, emotion, and keep it tight. If you can do it in 3 minutes, pitch in 3 minutes. But don't take longer than 20 minutes. And I'm not talking about, when I talk about 20 minutes, that's the 20 minutes to get the emotional commitment from whoever you're pitching to. Once they're emotionally connected, you can then spend 2 or 3 days giving them the facts and figures to help them support it. But you'll have their attention for no more than 20 minutes. Use an elevator pitch just to help you sort your thinking out, but never give an elevator pitch because it'll never engage people on that emotional level. And finally, practice, practice, practice. As I said, start practicing today because there's no point starting to practice 2 hours before your next pitch.